Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and thanks for tuning in today. Excited about the guest we have today, Steve Flaherty. He's probably no stranger to a lot of you. He is a teacher, a public speaker, and an outstanding writer. In fact, Steve is the author of 6 books, a biography of Kentucky Field host Tim Farmer, and 5 in a series called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, including a kids' version, Steve's Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, number 4, was released in 2015. Steve's also a senior correspondent for Kentucky Monthly, a weekly Kentucky Ford and Northern Kentucky Tribune columnist, and a member of the Kentucky Humanities Council Speakers Bureau. So a phenomenal communicator. Also, he's got a great Facebook page that you might check out called Kentucky in Common. Word Sketches in Tribute. Steve, man, I don't know if in 14 minutes that we can do justice with all you've written, but we're going to try to get 2, maybe hopefully 3 programs in. So first of all, just thanks for being here today, man.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to get those stories out there of people across Kentucky that are doing inspiring things for others. People like you and I's neighbor, and who just by watching them in their everyday life, our lives get better. They invigorate us and bring out the best in us. And so proud to be doing this. I'm a retired teacher and enjoyed those years greatly, mostly as a fourth grade teacher. And I've had the opportunity now to sort of expand my classroom by writing and telling uplifting stories about this state that I love so much.
Well, what inspired you to write these books, Everyday Heroes in the State of Kentucky?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that, and I would say it goes back to when I was a child with my father, who used to take me on one-day trips around Kentucky with my brother. I lived in a couple small places in northern Kentucky called Grants Lick and Claryville, and raised on a tobacco farm, but one way to get out of that tobacco farm was these little one-day trips that Dad and Mom would take us and around the state, and she'd fix ham sandwiches and macaroni and cheese, and we would do that. And Dad had been had worked for a private road department earlier in his life, and he had gotten to know a lot of people around the state, and so a lot of times we would go off on these little rabbit trails around the state and see some of these folks that he had met over the years. And I just remember those experiences as a young person, people who were kind, humble Kentuckians, and that stuck with me. And so over the years, I've just that passion for Kentucky has gotten even greater through my classroom experiences and teaching about Kentucky and so forth. And so when I retired from teaching, I saw this as an opportunity to get out there and get some of these powerful stories out there. And now, through all my volumes, over 100 stories of people that I got to know, I feel like when I was a young kid, and then in recent years, some of the newest great Kentuckians. So,
well, Hope Is Here. It's obviously about encouraging people to overcome just really challenging seasons in their lives, and it's so good to know that we've got people that maybe they're not going to be on the cover of People magazine or on CNN News, but they are inspirational by ways that they've tried to help people or overcome adversity in their lives. And looking through all these great books that you wrote called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of those, and we'll tell you where you can find those later on in our program. But let's start off. It's hard to narrow them down, but we're going to start with a guy named Harvey. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about Harvey.
Kendall Harvey, for some of you might know where Dare County is in Columbia, down southern Kentucky. Somebody told me about him. As a person who gives away 3-wheel bikes to help kids with disabilities. So I found out a little bit more about the story. It was a little difficult to get an interview with him because he's done great things, and he's a very devout Christian. Doesn't want recognition for him. He wants to give all the glory to God. And so I had to call him a couple times to convince him that if these stories got out there, it's not so much giving recognition to him, but inspire other people. He started out, he had an eighth grade education, but he was very bright in a mechanical way. He had, some people said that he had magic hands, and he worked for years building commercial places, very involved in his church, built his own Nazarene church down there. Was always doing those kinds of things. He got into his 70s, had some health issues, and he decided that he was going to retire. As a lot of people have found out, though, if you don't have a plan for your retirement and you're used to working all those years, it can get kind of boring real fast. And that's what happened. He wasn't a UK fan or Greg, a Western fan, or
or I can't believe it, but not even an Eastern Kentucky Colonel fan.
And wasn't the TV watcher. Quickly, he got bored. And he wondered about maybe possibly going back into his full-time business of contracting and so forth, even though his health wasn't that good. One day, he was at a small restaurant there in Columbia with his wife, and he saw this little fellow about 11 years old who obviously was a Down syndrome child. He looked at him, and he said, young man, you got a bicycle? You got a bike? And he said, my bike get fixed. And his mom was standing right there and said, Kendall, he's telling you a fib. He's got a disability. He can't ride a bike. Well, Kendall looked at him, or looked at the mother and said, and then the little boy, and said, you're fixing to ride my bike. Boing. So he goes home. He goes down into his little workshop down there. You know, I said he's got magic hands. He works like the Dickens for a week. He's already talked to a little boy and got some information about him, and had taken a couple bicycles put them together, tore them up, put them together, and presented this little boy about a week later a three-wheel bike. And this little boy, you know, balance was not a problem with that. He got on that, and this little boy was all over the neighborhood, little boy with this disability that his mother said he couldn't ride a bike.
Yeah, Down syndrome, right? I think that's what your article's there.
Yeah.
In the book talks about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And was all excited. And people were excited in the neighborhood and so forth. Even got his mother excited about that, too. And so, Greg, what happens when we have sort of a joy that's inside us we want to tell people? Well, Kendall went out to his mailbox. He started getting phone calls and so forth. And people would say, Kendall, will you make my little grandchild or my brother or sister or whatever one of these three-wheel bikes? Kendall died a few years ago, but the last time I talked to him, he had made 156 of these three-wheel bicycles. And I call the story the three-wheel offering. And it's amazing how lives were changed because of that. People saw a man with an authentic heart who would take these materials, take bikes, and tear them apart and put them together to make it very adaptable to kids with disabilities. And they saw that. And stores like Walmart were giving him brand-new bicycles to take apart and make three-wheel bikes, especially adaptable.
Well, the thing I loved about it was he never charged anybody. I mean, no. You know, he put hours of sweat and labor into doing that. So, I mean,
absolutely, you know. Absolutely. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, he didn't want any kind of personal recognition or anything, and certainly money was not the reason to do this. And so I think what we can learn from a person like Kendall Harvey is how a person with an authentic heart can get other people on the same page with you in doing things of a godly nature. And the carpet stores would give him carpet to put on. I mean, there's on these bikes. He told me of a little girl who had dollies put on hers in particular. And then she got older, got in the teenage years, she wanted a radio on there. And this guy who had retired and had not really planned for it, has had turned his retirement into an invigorating retirement.
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, a quote from your book, Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, a couple in Bowling Green, he fixed one of those three-wheel bikes for their son, Alex, who was had Down syndrome. And they said, because of Harvey's, Kendall Harvey's selflessness and generosity and genuine care for others, Mr. Harvey is a hero in our eyes, said Rod Embry, the dad of Alex, their son that had Down syndrome. And, you know, a lot of people think, man, I can never be called a hero. And yet here's a guy who was retired and yet took his gift with fixing things and putting them together and really brought hope to a lot of families.
Yeah, he's the fact that we are talking about him now, he's died, he died about 3 years ago. I have told this story hundreds and hundreds of times in classrooms and places all over, and it's hard telling how inspiring his life has been. And so the story of Kendall Harvey is one that if we want to look at what servant leadership is, and you don't even have to be well educated to be a powerful person, Kendall Harvey was.
No doubt about it. The one thing I loved, you know, we talked about he didn't ask for financial compensation, but he took a picture with each person that he did that was a recipient of one of the bikes. And, you know, as he would show people, you talked about in the article you wrote and then in the book, that, you know, he was just like, it was his one of his own kids, as he would go through and show each picture of the recipient with their bike.
Absolutely. And he would talk about how they've gained in confidence and that they're talking about maybe being a lawyer someday, when others saw them as a person with disability. And I've been touched by the life of Kendall Harvey, and any opportunity I have to tell anybody about that, it's fulfilling for me too.
Well, it blessed me as I was reading it in one of your books called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. Talking with Steve Flaherty, he is an author, and he's written a series of books about people that have brought hope to people, overcoming a lot of either adversity in their own lives or helping people. In Kendall Harvey's case, a young man that had Down syndrome and couldn't ride a bike because he could keep his balance, and even though he was in retirement, he knew he still had productive years yet. And it just shows that just because you retire from the workforce doesn't mean that you can't make a difference, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. I hopefully I'm making a difference now. I taught for 28 years, and I was telling somebody this morning that I'm just as busy as ever. I'm a little bit more flexible now. If I want to come over to and sit down with Greg Horn and talk to him a little while, I've got the flexibility to do that and all. But there are so many opportunities, and through my writing and so forth, and stories I get, the needs out there and the good things that are being done in this state, I feel very invigorated by that.
Well, you definitely have a gift there, and I really appreciate you sharing with us Kendall Harvey's story today. Steve's going to stay with us, and we're going to do another couple programs about a couple other heroes from his series called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. We're talking with Steve Flaherty, a great writer. If you're wondering how you spell that, that's Flaherty. So you can Google that and order those books, Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. He's got four of those out there, just people bringing hope in the state of Kentucky. So I hope you'll tune in tomorrow for Hope Is Here as we'll continue our conversation with Steve Flaherty. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.